This is the emergency podcast system. This is not a test. Movies are bombing all over the country. They are posing as movies you already know. They may already be in your theaters, your neighbor's home, or even your own. Do not panic. Specialists have been dispatched. They will help you identify these pretenders and defend you against this invasion of the remake. Please stand by for further instructions.
What? We're still doing a podcast at Christmas time? Well, sort of. We always like to drop a little something for our fans. It's a little Christmas gift. I know Christmas was just a couple days ago, but we're hoping you're doing well. This is kind of in that break time, and we wanted to test out something we've wanting to do for Patreon, assuming we ever get that off the ground. But we're going to test that out here on our free feed and see how you like it. Now, we came up with this idea a while ago where we would find some movie title that none of us have ever heard of and then try to figure out what the movie is just based on the title alone and nothing else. We'll tell you afterwards. But we figured this would be kind of fun. And if you like this, please let us know on our social media at Invasion Remake on Twitter, Invasion of the Remake on Facebook and Instagram, and Invasion of the Remake at gmail.com. If you want to see more of this, more than likely we'll move this to our Patreon and keep it off the regular feed. But if you dig it, we'll do more of it. Let us know. And this is going to be our festive one. And the movie today is called The Hanukkah Hammer or The Hebrew Hammer. Let's go. What do we think this is about? Like, I'm kind of imagining this big dude holding one of those candelabras that they have.
The menorah?
I'm not the menorah. Thank you. I'm not Jewish, clearly, as I'm stumbling upon it. Yeah. And this is his like weapon, this hammer like menorah.
Like Jewish Thor.
Jewish Thor.
I was thinking a golem, but yeah, Jewish Thor, I kind of like.
Yeah, I was thinking a golem as well.
Yeah, no, so, but it's
golem makes more sense.
it does, but I like the idea of a Jewish Thor too. So obviously it's set around the holiday season, Hebrew / Hanukkah Hammer.
Yeah, so it's got 7 days to get this done.
So what is it doing?
You know, I would say that my guess would be that it's a golem that somebody makes that can only exist during the 8 days of Hanukkah. He's made on the first day, has the rest of the 8 days to accomplish its goals. And the goals is to defeat either bullies or criminals or people who hate Hanukkah.
And every time he kills a sin, like one of the candles lights.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Or where it's like, I know Hanukkah, it's the thing where like they had a bit of oil and it was only supposed to burn for one day. And then it was like 7 or 8 days it burned. So like it's these people, oil executives stealing oil and collapsing the economy.
That could be our final act with it's spewing oil and then lighting it on fire with its 8 deadly lit candles.
Yes.
This is a movie that exists, right?
This movie does exist. This is a real thing. We did not just mash words together.
I feel like this movie exists. It sounds like a title of a movie that would be from the 70s.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'll let you know at the end. I
up either. None of us have seen anything aside from the title. But with a name like the Hanukkah Hammer or the Hebrew Hammer, it sounds like some sort of action, like holiday.
Yeah, like we're having some fun with this, but I'm kind of actually thinking that this is maybe like a holiday action heist thing.
That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah. It's something that's set during the holidays. It may not necessarily be like a Hanukkah or Christmas movie.
I like our Jewish Thor idea, though. I kind of like that.
And I like the idea of the menorah as the hammer.
Yes.
Yeah. But realistically, I think budget-wise, with a title like that, it's probably like some sort of crime action movie.
It's probably some sort
of Jewish crew. Yeah, maybe it's an exploitation movie. Like with the title like that, it does feel like it would come out of the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and I don't know, like I know it'd be action, but I just kind of think like vengeance, like it would be Hebrew Hammer's coming for you. It's 8 days of ass kicking. Like that's it.
Dreidel this like motherfucker.
Jewish.
What was that, Sam?
Jewish John Wick.
John Wick.
Jewish Charles Bronson.
Yeah. We're thinking 70s, probably more like Charles Bronson,
Yeah, somebody who doesn't pay their debts on their dreidel games.
Yeah. Somebody just committing anti-Semitic crimes, and so the Hebrew Hammer's there to save them.
Yeah, it could be
people.
A thing where once a year during Hanukkah, there's like a Jewish spirit that's like in a golem and it kills Nazis for 8 days.
Nice. And there's more of them now, so it's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, that guy's going to be busy.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's come back.
Who'd you cast?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Who'd you cast as the Hebrew Hammer? The
Liev Schreiber.
Ooh.
He's tall. He's intimidating.
I was thinking Bill Goldberg, but yeah, Liev Schreiber would work too.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill Goldberg was already an evil Santa Claus, so he's changed sides.
Adam Sandler? No, I'm just kidding. No.
Oh.
No.
Well, let me ruin this remake for you.
Terrible idea. Terrible.
I'm the Hebrew Hammer.
You know, I'm almost okay with it. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is harder to be, but it was...
this is tough, but I love our Hebrew Hammer idea. Okay, so should we get to it? Sam's got another one waiting in the wings. We'll try one more. This is actually a comedy from 2003.
What?
Yes. About an Orthodox Jewish blaxploitation hero saves Hanukkah from the clutches of Santa Claus's evil son. That is way better than what we came up with.
Yeah, for some reason, Hebrew Hammer, I was picturing like a black Hasidic Jew, basically.
Wow. So that, okay.
Well, you're almost on the right path there.
Here's our primary cast. Who said Bill Goldberg?
I said Bill Goldberg.
Well, you're wrong, but there is a Goldberg. His name is Adam Goldberg.
Oh yeah, who did the Goldbergs?
That's right. And for Damien Claus, I guess is the evil son of Santa Claus, Andy Dick.
Oh no,
I know. Suddenly, Adam Sandler doesn't look too bad. Jesus Christ, I can't even read this name. Judy Greer plays a character named Esther Blumenbergensteinenneth, and then it goes dot 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 because it's too long for IMDb.
That's really funny.
And Mario
but
Van...
I love Judy Greer.
Yeah.
That's great.
And Mario Van Peebles, who I haven't seen in a while, is another really long name character, Muhammad Ali Paula Abdul something, but Paula Abdul. Funny. And it goes dot, dot, dot. So it's another really long character name. Yeah. 6.1 out of 10 on IMDb, so it ain't bad. Directed by Jonathan Kesselman. That's the Hebrew Hammer, man. It's from 2003, and we couldn't have been more wrong, but that's okay.
No.
You know, but I really would like to see Liev Schreiber as like Jewish Thor. I think that would just be, would be wonderful and powerful.
The last decade where it's all been superhero movies. Yeah. The Hebrew Hammer would crush all.
Yeah.
Marvel, DC, get on it.
That's right. Well, we still need a title for this segment, so right now I'm going to call this What the Fuck Is This? But if you got a better title, let us know on our social media, at Invasion Remake on Twitter, Invasion the Remake on Facebook and Instagram, and invasiontheremake@gmail.com. Do you want to hear more of this? Let us know. We would like to do more of this.
That was fun. I think we'll get better at it as we do more of them. This is the first one, but yeah, I think it's fun to sort of talk and try and figure out what the movie might have been. And then, yeah, now that we've sort of found out what it is, it was so much better than what we came up with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do one more?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Sam, what was the other one?
The other one is called UFO Blue Christmas.
Ooh. I'm surprised I've never heard of this movie.
Wow.
So,
yeah, and I mean, it sounds like, UFO, you think like science fiction Christmas movie, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it has to be in Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, with a title like UFO Blue Christmas, you know, Blue Christmas, I'll have a Blue Christmas without you. It could be...
An Alien Elvis?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, it could be an Alien Elvis.
Alien Elvis.
That actually would be great.
Ooh. So like an alien wearing... Elvis, yeah, like an alien that looks like an alien, but also has an Elvis coif, blue suede shoes, maybe a pink Cadillac, as a spaceship.
Yes.
Yes.
That would be
discovering the meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes.
It could also be something like maybe early, like low budget color, early 60s. It could be something like an early color 1960s, you know, low budget UFO movie where people are getting abducted around Christmas time.
You know, like the two hubcaps like glued together, kind of flying saucer kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you think this is like a 50s sci-fi movie?
I don't know if it would be 50s, but I feel like it would be maybe like mid-60s, maybe. Yeah. UFO Blue Christmas? I could see that.
Yeah, like with the title like UFO. Like I actually just watched the pilot episode last night of like the 60s TV series UFO. Actually, I think it was 1970 to 71, the precursor to Space 1999. And nice. It is so 60s. So 60s.
Nice.
Yeah, Jeff's on an interesting track there, especially with the name. Yeah. But yeah, I still think Elvis.
Alien Elvis is fantastic. I'm sure that's not what this is about, though.
No. You know, like, but wouldn't it be...
A blue Christmas, a sad Christmas?
I guess.
But where's the UFO come in?
Yeah.
The aliens are kidnapping people at Christmas, and they come back.
The aliens
back,
are
but
coming
they're not
in-
the same.
They're taking the presents and looking how it affects all the people that makes them sad.
They take the presents and that's why everybody's blue.
That's blue.
There we go.
Or maybe the aliens are blue. I don't know. UFO blue Christmas. Maybe blue is not describing Christmas, but it's describing the UFO. Maybe the UFO is blue.
A blue light. Or maybe it's like the old version where it's like a really filthy porno Christmas.
Ooh. Anal probing?
Yeah, hey, there you go. It fits.
If it was UFO blue Christmas, it could be more like early 50s. And it's like, a United States aircraft that they call UFO blue. And it's the Christmas of the astronauts on the ship.
Well, we're all assuming that blue is the color. What if it's BLEW?
Oh.
Oh,
is it
blue Christmas? Like,
is it UFO blue Christmas?
Okay, my porno idea still stands.
Well,
all Santa's getting blowjobs.
What about the? I think somebody said something about a blue moon.
Ooh, blue moon.
Maybe.
I'm not sure how that works into a plot. The moon is
Smurfs blue. Are aliens, and they came here for Christmas.
I've seen that Christmas special.
There you go.
I think the Elvis idea might have more stock than we think, I think, maybe.
Okay.
Well, he did do a movie for Christmas, but...
Okay, so if this is an Elvis movie, who would we cast as our alien Elvis?
Oh, Nicolas Cage.
Ooh, I do like that.
Sam Rockwell?
Oh, I also really like that.
Yeah.
I actually love the idea of like current age Nicolas Cage playing like older washed up Elvis as an alien.
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell. Kurt Russell's done Elvis a couple times.
Ooh, oh yeah, Kurt Russell nice. Actually is a really good Elvis killer. Impersonator.
He did Elvis in True Romance, and yeah, he's looking like fat Elvis.
Yeah.
Did Val Kilmer ever do Elvis? I thought Val Kilmer was Elvis in True Romance.
He was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you just sort of saw him in like blurry, like in a blurry view in the mirror.
Yeah.
Was on screen specifically? No.
Okay. Very good Santa Clauses. Okay, are we ready for the reveal?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to. This is about.
Okay, it's a science fiction movie from 1978.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And this is Japanese.
Okay.
UFOs appear on Earth, and people who actually see them suddenly find that their blood has turned blue. Soon, panic and hysteria result in the new Blue Bloods being persecuted by the rest of mankind, and eventually certain all-too-familiar measures begin to be taken against them. Simply just titled Blue Christmas on IMDb, but that's one of the alternate titles, is UFO Blue Christmas, also known as the Blue Stigma.
It does make me feel blue. It's sad.
And I'm looking at the cast, there's no real character names, they just have the actor names on here, so they don't know much about this either. So one character named Oki. Not an Elvis to be seen. What the fuck? Written by So Kiramoto and directed by Kihachi Okamoto.
Huh. None of those names mean anything to me.
Nope. I think I like our idea better, but that does sound interesting.
It does sound interesting. It sounds like something we just recorded in some ways.
Maybe. Rate's not too bad either. 6.2 out of 10 on IMDb.
That's not bad at all.
No.
Well, I you know, it's a Japanese movie, but I know there's like Japanese Elvis impersonators. I would like to see that made.
No, that would be
Yeah, like a rockabilly Japanese.
Yes.
Elvis. Amazing.
Like when they capture him at that moment in his career, it's perfect. It's beautiful. I love it.
Well, that's just a little taste of what the fuck is this. If you have a better title, let us know. But what the fuck is this? Is it kind of rolls off the tongue. So this was our first two segments of what the fuck is this. If you have a movie title that you want us to take a stab at on what the fuck is this, assuming we've never heard of it. If we've heard of it, then we can't do it. Then because we know, right? Not knowing's why. This is fun. So if you have some titles, just throw them at us, and we'll maybe make them future segments somewhere down the line. We're hoping to introduce this to Patreon, but maybe we'll integrate it somewhere else. Who knows? But thank you for joining us. Happy holidays to everyone out there. Thank you for listening to us in a really bleak year. We're very thankful that we've helped you get through this awful 2020, because you've certainly helped us as well get through this stupid pandemic. So thank you very much. Stay healthy, stay safe. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah. I think Hanukkah is over actually by the time everybody hears this, but we hope our Jewish friends had a great Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa, and whatever else you believe in, just be happy. Be happy and be safe. And I know you can't be with your families as much as you'd like to this holiday season, but we're happy to spend it with you for a few minutes. We'll catch you next week for Cult Movie Trailer A Go-Go 3D in one dimension. That's next week. And then after that, we'll be back with our regularly scheduled episodes. Bye-bye, 2020. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. I've been Jason.
I'm always Sam.
I continue to be Trish.
And I always return as Jeff Omega.
And we are out of here.